Didn't I always tell you he was half woman? Now, Republican politicians were not always immune from Grandpa's wrath. And although Jim Holzhauser was not the most masculine governor in the state's history, he nevertheless had a wife and daughter. Sexual preference had never been a political issue, except with Grandpa, who considered the first Republican governor since Reconstruction to be one of the notorious Three Musketeers, a group consisting of Holzhauser, Jim Carson, who was the former Republican candidate for Attorney General, and Bill Stevens, the former Republican candidate in the U.S. Senate race. Grandpa always held a special place of loathing for Holzhauser in his heart. He would launch into loud, lengthy tirades about the governor, always punctuated with declarations of, "He's a queer. He's half woman." Now, Nixon's landslide victory in 1972 also ended up sweeping Holzhauser into the governorship. But there was a deep division within the party itself, and the Republican governor was in the race of his life to simply be elected a party delegate to the National Republican Convention. He ended up losing this race. My grandpa was a member of the Mecklenburg County delegation to the convention, and he invited me to accompany him and fellow delegate Fred Shugart to the state convention. My father was also in attendance. We were all wearing suits and ties, with the exception of Mr. Shugart, who, unexplainedly, was attired in the same dirty t-shirt and overalls that he wore while working in the garden. During one of the convention recesses, we were all standing around in one of the lobbies of the Charlotte Coliseum getting refreshments and waiting for the convention to reconvene. Holzhauser was pressing the flesh, trying to line up delegate support for his doomed bid to be a national delegate. State patrolmen and an entourage of hanger-oners and political hacks accompanied him. He spotted Grandpa and made his way across the lobby to ask for Grandpa's support. Now, little did he know the torrent of loud public ridicule he's about to face. Holzhauser made his way up to Grandpa in his usual sheepish manner. He politely asked for Grandpa's support in his quest to be a national delegate. This request evicted a simple yet emphatic response from Grandpa. He gave a disgusting look to Mr. Shugart and myself and proceeded to launch into a loud, boisterous laugh in the face of the governor. This response took Holzhauser by complete surprise, and he awkwardly moved from Grandpa to me and reached out to shake my hand in a very noticeable, limp-wristed, effeminate manner. He appeared to be quite relieved to be free of Grandpa's loud, humiliating laughter. Grandpa, however, was not through with such an effeminate creature. He gave me a devilish grin and proceeded to proclaim at the top of his lungs his disgust. "See? Didn't I always tell you that he was half woman?" he shouted for all to hear in his told-you-so cut-to-the-quick manner. Holzhauser's entourage quickly whisked the governor away from Grandpa's humiliating scorn.